This is Deborah Gordon, Roseanne Ariel, interviewing Minnie Lowenstein for the National Council of Jewish Women Oral History, Pittsburgh section. The date is March 13th, Friday the 13th, 1992. Could you please state your name?
My name is Minnie Lowenstein.
Thank you.
You know, why don't we start? Last week we talked about your coming to Pittsburgh and what it was like when you first got here. Why don't you start telling us a little bit more about that? Where did your son go to school when he first came here?
Well, when we arrived, he lived 3 months in Eastport before my husband got his job in Pittsburgh. Then we moved here. So he started school in Eastport for a couple months, and then...
What grade was he in?
He was 7 years old. He started first grade. He started at Rogers for a few months.
At McKeesport?
No, here in Pittsburgh already, Highland Park.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah. Then, well, this is a long time. Then he, from there, we moved to Highland Park closer, and he started Fulton School. And there he went a couple of years, and they skipped him a year, put him up to the right grade because he was behind.
What language did he speak when he started school?
Well, he spoke Russian, he spoke Yiddish, and he kept the English better than I did.
He did?
Yes. So...
How did he get along in school?
If they skipped him a year ahead, he must do good. He graduated with honor from public school.
Peabody?
First from grade school, mm-hmm. Fulton. Then he went to Peabody, was a good student. Then he started Pitt. And the fact is, he's an obstetric gynecologist.
Mm-hmm. After he went to Pitt, where did he go to medical school?
Bologna, Italy.
Oh, he went to Italy?
Yes. So after Pitt, he finished college in New York.
Oh, he went to New York?
Yes.
The University of NYU?
NYU.
So was that medical school or university?
Pre-med.
Well, then he went to Italy, and then he came back?
He went to Italy. He was there. He got married.
In Italy?
No, in New York, with a New York girl.
Mm-hmm.
And she went with him. In fact, they got married Friday, and the boat left Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So this was their honeymoon. Mm-hmm. And he was 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
See, in Italy, you don't go to pre-med. You go for 6 years to become a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
He had his pre-med, but this doesn't count.
Mm-hmm.
You can go here 2 years and then.
And then he came back to the United States?
He came back to the United States. He interned in New York. And then he...
That's where he stayed?
Yes, he is in New York.
Does he have children?
He has 2 sons.
What are their names?
Scott and Eric, twins.
Oh.
They turned 16 the 20th of February.
Uh-huh.
And he will be 50 May the 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
So...
And where do they live?
They live in Manhattan.
Uh-huh.
And he has his office. Also there, Central Park West.
And what's your daughter-in-law's name?
My daughter-in-law is Brenda.
Brenda.
She's the second wife. The first one, they just got divorced.
Oh, but those are her children, the two boys?
Yes, they were married 22 years. And what can I say?
The first wife, they were married 22 years.
Wife, 22.
What was her name?
Christina.
Was she Jewish?
She wasn't Jewish, but her mother married Jewish, and she was raised more or less in the Jewish faith, and she raised the grandchildren, very Jewish. She sent them to Jewish schools and since they were born.
Mm-hmm.
So, and made a bat mitzvah. Mm-hmm. She made it, they weren't together.
How did you feel about your son marrying someone not Jewish?
The second is Jewish.
Mm-hmm. I meant the first
well,
one.
Well, what can I say? I never wanted to mix in case this would be his happiness. I wish it would have worked out because she is the mother of the children, but unfortunately, she comes from very rich people, very high class. They live in
somewhere in New York.
The most famous place in Manhattan. In
Upper East Side.
No,
Forest Hills.
No.
It's all right.
Old Head.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, they live on the, they have the penthouse, her parents, Shruti, with the garden, the door, with the Rolls Royce and this. But what can I say? It just didn't work out. Her parents were very heartbroken. They loved my son. They were very friendly and became, we always went out together.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't work out. When I came to the bar mitzvah and they were there, her mother said, the psychiatrist must have guided her wrong. That's all I can say. She wasn't right. Then she threw out my son. Then she threw out one of the twins. One is with my son and one is with her.
No.
Yes. The other one, he comes and goes. He's a very good father, not because I'm the mother to say it.
Mm-hmm. Is it hard for the boys to be split?
Well, it's not easy. In the one who is with my son, he goes to boarding school. It's a heartbreaking situation in general.
Mm-hmm.
When couples break up,
mm-hmm,
and children are involved.
So he married again?
Yes, he married. He met this lady he never knew of before.
Mm-hmm.
This wasn't the case that she had somebody or he had somebody.
Right.
It was just she had a maid. She never cooked a dinner. And when my son asked her, why don't you let the maid cook? So she avoided us. He shouldn't see the maid when he comes, because he couldn't tell her nothing. I used to be there, come in, and really was heartbroken. She used to call me up to come. So when I went there, I slept so much. I was cooking and baking. I don't know how I could carry it. From everything you want to know. From the filter fish to chopped liver,
uh-huh,
to stuffed cabbage.
You like
herring. Well, I did.
Mm-hmm.
I don't cook this much now because my husband don't eat this much.
Right.
Yeah, and used to bake from what now.
Mm-hmm. Well, why don't we go back then? Why don't we go back? He said,
okay.
You know, your son started school. And what did you and your husband do?
Well, I worked. I worked first, as I said, in Earl Beavis. I was styling the models, and I worked in Gimbel's French Salon.
Right.
And then I opened my own shop, and I had my own beauty shop for 27 years.
Right. And then your husband?
My husband is a baker. He worked at United Baking Company.
So was he there the whole time? Was he there?
Oh, yes.
He's staying there?
Yes. We are married by now 52 years.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about your social life. Did you go out? Did you have hobbies?
I have friends. I have very nice friends. We used to always go around, always have company in my place and going to dinner and going to the movies and playing cards.
Mm-hmm.
very nice friends. And then I traveled a lot too. I was in China and Japan.
Really?
In Europe all over, Hawaii.
Did you go on tours or how did you do that?
Tours.
You and your husband?
In China and Japan, I was without my husband.
You went without him?
Yes.
He didn't want to go?
He didn't want to go. He didn't want me to go either, but I did. I went, I had very nice friends here, Goldman's, and he was the president from all over, from scientists. And I went to for a science convention,
uh-huh.
He and his wife, and my girlfriend, Rita Edelman, she lives there in Utrecht. Her husband was a brilliant man, also a scientist. He died coming home from lecturing. He had a heart attack in the car. So, and then I had, there was a Feldman, he's a professor in Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
Then was Epstein, also a professor in Carnegie or wherever. I had very nice company.
Mm-hmm.
And really, we enjoyed very much together. And then we had a very good friend, Dr. Karaman. They moved them to Florida. Unfortunately, he died already. He had his office. They came from Romania. And I had very nice friends. And now I still have friends, different. We go out a lot,
mm-hmm.
I mean, every week for movies and playing cards.
Mm-hmm. What about religion? Did you belong to a synagogue?
We do belong to a little synagogue.
Where do you go?
Torah's Chaim.
Where's that?
It's on Neglia. I come from a very fanatic religious home, but I'm not. I went through so much in my life. I lost so much for my family. I'm not religious.
What kind of, when you were growing up, you said your family is very religious.
Very
so.
Religious. Fanatic religious. There are things you can't believe at how. My mother met my father on the street, and she would have to hand him the keys. In time when she had her period, she would throw it to the ground because not to touch his hand or he shouldn't touch her hand before she goes to the mikvah. It's a religious background.
What's it called? A mikvah.
Yeah. So very kosher and very religious. But my mother died from childbirth.
Right. Or she did during
yeah,
her.
Yeah, she had. Her 10th child.
10th child?
Yes. So,
you don't know the details of what, I mean, just.
I was 13 when she died. And we were seven children alive.
So she was, they were very religious.
Right.
Were you religious during the war? Did you try? Were you interested in that?
During the war, was no chance to be religious
right.
or not religious. I was running.
Right.
From place to place.
And afterwards, I guess some people are, you know, they think about, you know, how do they view God or how do they view, do the Holocaust, do you ever think about that? Or what are your thoughts about that?
This is what makes you lose the religion.
Yeah, see.
This is what just makes you lose it. I wasn't home anymore when my sister told me when they took out the rabbi from the house. And he had a daughter, I mean, I know them, Bill. And she had a little baby, and when they took him, she went out in the street, and she was screaming, God, is there a God? And if there is, how could, can he see what's going on and not reacting? So it really makes you...
Well, they take a child and...
They took them to the...
Yes.
That's the concentration camps. And then women with children, like my sister with two kids, they were the first to go in the gas chambers, and older people.
When your mother died, you were the oldest girl?
No, I was the third. I had an older brother.
And did they have medical doctor there while she was having a baby, or there was... complication?
Where we lived, we didn't have a doctor, but she had to go. It was, how can I say, like from McKeesport
mm-hmm.
to Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
It was complicated already, her whole pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
She was bleeding. And then she saw what the kids are carrying on and crying. She didn't go. And when she went, it was too late. The child was dead from her.
Mm-hmm.
And she just died.
So you still joined the synagogue, though, Torah Chaim. What kind of synagogue is that? Is that conservative?
Torah Chaim. No, that's not religious. When we came, we started going there.
Uh-huh.
And that's the way I go once a year. You don't care what to show. Show my face.
Going back after your mother's death, your recollections of the family life and religion, were they the same, or did your father?
Oh, my father was also religious.
He didn't remarry?
Not this fanatic. With seven kids.
You had
but
people
he
help?
He lived 7 years after he died, too.
He died 7 years after she died?
After my mother died. And it was a big tragedy.
He was, your father's profession was?
He was a bookkeeper. And then he was in commerce. He was traveling and how can I say, buying things, selling things.
Importing, exporting?
Nice
like
we had a nice property. We,
mm-hmm.
we had our house and a big garden, and then we had land.
Were you in school when your mother died? Did you continue school?
Yes. Yes, it did. Just high school.
So you finished high school?
Yes.
As a religious family, I'm surprised they let you go to school.
Oh, yes.
So all the kids in the family that made it through the school system.
Yes, my brother was very high educated. He was also very educated, Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
He was a yeshiva boker.
Did you go to public schools or religious
public.
Schools? Public schools.
Yeah, religious. We had a teacher who came to the house.
Teaching.
So,
how is it different from when you were raised to how you raised your children now, your son now?
That's different. That's different.
How is it different?
I was raised, what can I say, more religious in the house.
Mm-hmm. Did your son go to Hebrew school or anything like that?
He went to learn to the Bar Mitzvah. He was going to Hebrew school.
Mm-hmm.
He got Bar Mitzvah. I want to send him to Hillel, but he didn't want to go. I was sorry after why I didn't force him, because everything is good to know, even if I have to use it. So, he doesn't know this much from Hebrew.
When you were done with high school, after that, did you go to beauty school after that?
Yes.
Okay. So your father.
In fact, my father paid, and I wasn't. You go for a. You know, I'm getting already old, and the words don't come. You see, now I remember this. Her parents live in Pakistan.
Mm-hmm.
Not so hard, but you remember. See, I went to a cosmetology. To a shop, my father paid, and there where I learned the stuff.
How long was the schooling?
It wasn't this long, it was almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
Usually if you go for an apprentice,
mm-hmm.
this is what I couldn't bring up, then you have to be there a few years, because you are like a servant.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went straight to learn, and my father paid for it. And then I opened my own shop.
And how old were you then?
I was young.
16? Right?
I was young, 16, 17.
Mm-hmm.
And I always made a nice living. I was.
You said you closed up the shop and then went to go to Israel, right?
Yes, that was last time. I met my boyfriend. I was there. I had my shop, and then I moved the shop from my place to, like, I lived in Keysport, let's mm-hmm. say, a smaller town, to the big city.
Mm-hmm.
In there, where I had my shop, and I knew my boyfriend for 5-6 years.
How did you meet him?
Well, you just meet him. Back at home.
Was he in the city that you met him, or was he in?
He was from the city. He came to our town. He was playing theater.
In the theater?
Yes, and I met him.
He was performing in the theater, somebody
asked. Yes, I met him.
What kind of a theater company?
Yiddish.
That must have been glamorous to see him up on the stage.
That's
what was
right.
he performing
I,
when
I
he
remember,
saw?
Oh, he was wonderful. That, this was the whole problem.
That was a touring company. They came there?
Yes.
And you met
so,
him?
So, I remember an old lady saw me. She said, Minnie, when I see Shulam performing and dancing on the stage, even I fall in love with him.
Was he a dancer and a singer?
Dancer, sing beautiful.
Do you remember the show that you saw? What was the name of it? It was like a review?
Yeah, I don't. There was many shows.
Uh-huh.
So I was a famous girl. I was really outgoing. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, it was so fanatic from where I come. If there was a Yiddish chasana, a wedding, boys and girls couldn't dance together. Girls with girls and boys with boys. So I remember, like now, there was a wedding in the neighborhood. My father wasn't home, and I had an older sister, so there was no mother anymore. So we went to the wedding, and my sister said, let's go home. We came home, but I just didn't feel like to sleep in bed, and there the next couple houses is a wedding. So I crawled out the window, and I went back to the wedding. And there came a student and asked me to dance. Can you imagine such a crime to commit? And I wanted to dance with him. Even the music stopped.
Because you danced with him.
That's right.
What happened?
So
was this not a Jewish wedding? This was just
a Jewish wedding.
Oh, but not as
a Jewish, but not so
religious.
It was religious. There was everybody religious, but there was neighbors, Gentiles came into the wedding too. So I was scared to death, and they tell my father he'll kill me. But. Nobody told him.
Nobody told?
Yeah, or there was a bow, like New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
There was me and there was a few other girls, and we went to the bow, and they elected the queen, and I was elected for the queen, yes. But if I would dance, and they tell my father, it would be no good, or there was some evening, my brother was home, my older brother, and I went with him. It was a tea party, and there was music and dance, and there was picking out the miss from our town, and I was picked out.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice. When I came home once to see the kids, there was, my father didn't live anymore. I remember, like now, there was how do they say it? They drafted. It was like before the war.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked the street and somebody followed me where I lived. And I woke up in the middle of the night with a beautiful serenade.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I had many serenades. I mean, I had a nice
teenage
life. Yes, nice life.
So you'd say your teenage life was typical of people at that time period?
Not everybody. In my hometown wasn't many
mm-hmm.
who was so advanced. A lot of people tried even to talk about, like that. If we spoke to a man in the street, this was already nice. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't do anything. In fact, when I started going with my boyfriend, a year, he didn't even kiss me. And I thought, gee, he must not like me.
And he was in the theater.
He must not like me. But then he admitted, he said, I was afraid if I'll kiss you and I know what home you come, because you will throw me out. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the way there was.
When you went to that bigger city where your boyfriend was, you had met him in the small town, but then you, when you
I
went
moved
there.
My shop there. Mm-hmm. I would have moved it anyway.
What was the name of the city?
Siget. S-S-I-G-H-E-T. Siget.
Siget translates.
Maramureș.
What's Maramureș?
Maramureș. This is the state.
Mm-hmm.
Transylvania.
Mm-hmm. M-A.
M-A-R-A-M-U-R-E-S.
But Mom...
Maramureș.
Maramureș is Transylvania.
Yeah, the S in a little underneath, this is the S.
Mm-hmm. Different sound.
Right. Yeah.
But it's what we call Transylvania.
Transylvania. This is in Transylvania.
Oh, it's a state like in Transylvania.
Yeah. You said you went with your boyfriend for 5 years?
He was with his parents and I was, we didn't live together.
Right, no.
We didn't, like here the young girls have sex, this was other places.
You just knew him for that many years.
That's right. We were together. In fact, before he left to Israel to make sure that I will not marry anybody, we even registered. I had his name. You know.
So you were
but
like engaged?
We were like,
like an
we
engagement.
Were engaged, it was but like his marriage. I was his name, but
was it common then to have gotten to have known him for 5 years and not get married? It seems like people got married early.
Well, it depends. There was such a thing as you was going for years, and the truth is, when you go so many years together, you don't feel. That I was on the way to go to Israel. I said to my sister, who is here, I don't think she remembers, is when I'll go, if I'll get there, why I wanted to go was to take the kids there because we were left without parents.
Yeah.
This I can
when
take
he went
him out of there.
When he went to Israel, what was he was an actor. Was that still his profession? Was he hoping
no,
to continue that or had he given
it wasn't the profession.
He was giving that up?
Yes. He didn't have it as good. He wrote to me, if I would have your hands, I would be in good shoes.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I started teaching him before he left, but he left in between. But then
sounds like a real character, like he was interested, you know, fun.
Yeah, he was fun, but this is not enough.
Yeah.
You are a young girl and you see somebody performing,
mm-hmm.
You go for it. That doesn't mean that this can be a real future.
So how long was he in Israel before you decided to join him?
Well,
that's when your whole life changed after that.
Well, I decided to go not only, in fact, I gave him for the expenses to go there, and as I said before, not because of him,
right.
Because there was no future for the kids. I thought I'll go there and then I'll see what I can do to take the kids out of here. It was a big tragedy. While I was there, it was easier. So when I got to Constanza, in fact, my husband, when he saw me, he sent a shotgun, you know, a matchmaker. And I answered, I did not come here to get married. I'm engaged.
Oh, he saw you from afar? Your husband?
When I got there.
Costanza? Is that where the boat?
Constanza. Constanza.
Constanza.
Yeah.
What city is that?
This is the port from Romania, from where all the boats leave for different countries.
Right.
There is the Black Sea.
This isn't Constantinople? No.
No.
Okay.
No, not Constantinople.
Yeah. Well, I'm
sorry. So,
when he left, what did he do then? What was his profession when he went to Israel, your boyfriend?
He really didn't have exact. He was an educated fellow. But
he didn't have a specific
profession. He didn't have specific profession or something.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, when I got there, I told you we couldn't leave. I couldn't leave, so I ended up in a different place.
This is a story that I wanted to come back to anyways when you got to this point. Your husband, that will become your husband shortly, saw you. He was in the Polish army?
He was drafted in the army.
He had a uniform on?
Started.
So you met him as
well,
a soldier?
No. But I met him
later.
He had nothing because he threw away. He had this military slacks, he called them. Because when he he was in the Polish army, the Germans start coming forward one part of Poland, and Russians start coming another part. He was cut in a part that the Russians were coming in, and they were hiding. So one morning they got up, and there are the Russians, and they start asking, "What are we going to do with it?" A lot they killed that, they said he has to cross this bridge. And they were sure when they'll get on this bridge, they'll shoot him there.